What a way to end the show tonight. Great friend of the show. Hopefully considered a personal friend. He's Warren Barton, former Newcastle defender, and you can see him pretty much weekly covering the German Bundesliga now on Fox. Warren joins us now. Thank you, Warren, for coming on the show.
Absolute pleasure. And I do say you as a friend as well.
Well, that was the setup. You know, I lobbed that one out there. But yeah, you're a good man, and you've been tremendous on this show. And I know you're doing a lot, not only in front of the television, but you're doing a lot of work from the youth development side as well in this country. So good on you for that. Let's talk some Bundesliga. I just want to go right with the U.S. Coming up with friendlies here during the international break. Talk a little bit about Josh Sargent, what you've seen from him. I think you and I might have done some under-17, under-20 World Cup with games he was in. But regardless, tell me a little bit about Josh Sargent and what you're seeing at Werder Bremen now.
Well, I'm seeing a very mature and a player that's developing in front of our eyes. You're right, when we had the chance to do the U-17, he was a little bit raw and naive, but you would do when you're 16, 17 years of age, and some of the runs he was making wasn't with much thought about what he was doing. But now I think we're seeing a player that's developing in the league, understanding the importance of training week in, week out at a high level, understanding the pressure of the Bundesliga and playing on a regular basis, and obviously scoring his first goal of the season. And it was a very, very good goal as well. So he's really matured in the last probably 6 to 7 months. He's had to be patient, and that's sometimes difficult for a young player. But definitely the improvement that you've seen is quite vast in a short space of time. So if he continues learning, working hard, and as you remember, Glenn, he was actually left out of the Gold Cup squad. So he's had to have a whole summer to think about it and work hard. And he's obviously looking good for the Bundesliga. And now, obviously, being involved in the squad, I think he's got a very, very bright future ahead of him.
Warren, you, during your playing career, you saw lots of young guys come and go. And you mentioned the maturity level that he carries, which I think even as a 17-year-old, he just seemed a little bit more mature than most of the others around him. How important is that for a young man to excel and accelerate and ultimately have a full professional career?
Yeah, no, it's very important. You're right, Glenn. There's lots of players that have come into leagues and played at different levels. But all of these players are normally the ones that are successful, me being one of them, is that you have to be single-minded. You have to not worry about other people and what they're doing. You don't have to worry about what other people are thinking. You have to be driven to yourself and understand what the most important thing. I mean, Christian Pulisic is a prime example. You know, went over there with a 15-year-old kid. He could have said, well, I want to be at home. I want to be with my friends. But he took the chance. He was single-minded enough and focused on what he was doing. And I've always said to you, about it, if you give everything to that game, it will give everything back to you. And when you look at them two young players, what they've been able to give their youth, their friends, their home, their schools, and go away into a different country, different language, the game is starting to give things back to them. And it's not just the money. It's not just that money. The thought of scoring goals in the Bundesliga and representing your country, that's what I mean. I don't necessarily mean the money and the fame that comes with it. I mean the satisfaction of scoring goals, winning games, and ultimately representing your country. And both of them two have had to sacrifice, and they've been single-minded enough to get the rewards. And that's what I tell my kids. It's what I tell kids that coach. If you are going to be that way, whether it's college or going on to ultimately being a professional soccer player, you've got to be single-minded and focused in what you're doing. You can't worry about other people.
He's Warren Barton, Fox analyst, also former defender for Newcastle United in England. I worry sometimes about the young players in America. A lot of them technically gifted. They've got all these other things. But the one commonality that we see between the two guys we're talking about here, Pulisic and Josh Sargent, is a real strong level of humility, which I guess translates into coachability, but also the ability, to ride the highs and lows.
And a lot of that comes down from one of the coaches. I think we're in a situation, and we being the US is in a way of developing our coaches. That has to be better. I think if you are a coach in whatever level, whether it's club level or professional level, you have to try and get the highest qualification you possibly can. It's like if I was having work done on my house, electrician, plumber, whatever it may be, I want them to be qualified. So I think from that point of view, you want the coaches to be at a level and to obviously try and develop their skills and knowledge of the game to best of their abilities. And then you have to have the players that willingness to listen and improve and understand where they're going. But also a lot of it comes from senior players. You know, senior players in clubs, MLS clubs. Now, have you got the right mentality around the training ground that a senior player, does he just jump in a car and go home? Or is he there working, because when I was learning my trade back in the UK at 18 years of old, I had a guy called Mick Hartford who played for England, played for Chelsea, played for a lot of clubs actually, in Newcastle being one of them. And he was the first one to say, "Hey, where are you going? You're going to go. You're going to stay here and do some crossing, do some finishing with me. That's what you're doing." And that was at a young age. You get told to do that. And I think the senior players have a lot to do with a good football club, with a good soccer club. If the senior players are good and have a good mentality, I think that spreads through the younger players and spreads through the club. But ultimately, it comes from the coaches. You know, as I said, going back to what I said, Glenn, the coaches have to be willing to work and study. I did it. You know, it wasn't just the fact, well, I played 500 games, I played for my country. I know what I'm talking about. No, I studied for 7 years to get my licence, and I think other people need to do that. And ultimately, whether it's B licence, A licence, or what I've got, my pro licence, you've got to go out there and work on your trade.
Timo Werner hit for a hat-trick against Borussia Mönchengladbach this past Friday. Is Red Bull Leipzig the team that you feel will be the biggest challenger to Bayern Munich?
No, I think Dortmund will be the bigger challenge. I think I looked at their depth the other day and they had maybe Witzel injured, but Delaney can come in. They had maybe, Götze couldn't play, but then you got someone like Royce can play straight away and Brentner come in. So they've got more depth. I look at Leipzig being a real dangerous team. Nagelsmann, the coach, has obviously got a point to prove, and he's only 33 years of age, but one of the most talented coaches around, in the sense that he doesn't mind taking a chance. That's what I like about him, and Pep's the same. He will take a chance. He will change a formation. He will work on an idea that he's had in his head about how we could develop and make the team a stronger team. If Timo Werner can keep fit and they've got Champions League, I think that he'll push Lewandowski all the way for the top goal scorer. I think Alcacer is another one at Dortmund. But I think instead of what we've been used to in the past in the Bundesliga, just a two-horse race, I think it will be a three-horse race. But I do think Leipzig may come a little bit short, just because the pure depth of their squad is maybe not as deep as the other two, and they've got the Champions League, obviously, that they want to do well in.
Talking to Warren Barton, I love the story of Union Berlin. And they did shock Borussia Dortmund 3-1. But what a great story that they finally get into the Bundesliga proper. They get promoted. I mean, some of the scenes at their stadium have been just remarkable.
It's been fantastic. And, you know, you have this promotion relegation situation where we don't really touch here in the U.S. to have a team that's been waiting for years and years and years to have that opportunity and to go up and really relish the opportunity to be there. The fans that have stuck with him, stuck with the club, has been phenomenal, and just the scenes of joy and excitement and passion coming through them fans. And Hertha Berlin are obviously struggling a little bit, but the noisy neighbours are making some noise at the moment, and their fans was quite remarkable. So it's a great story. It's one that we sometimes, you know, we've done it. We worked on like maybe a World Cup or a Gold Cup. A nation that's not really seen as being a team to be reckoned with can go into a tournament and do well. And the same in a league where you may haven't got the resources, haven't got the finance, never been in that situation before, but you can get into that league and obviously upset a few people, and it happened the other Friday.
Union Berlin, who finally gets into the Bundesliga, now sits in 11th place. They've got 4 points in their first three games, so that's actually not a bad start from a confidence standpoint as well. Bayern Munich, all right, we heard Robert Lewandowski at the beginning of the year speaking about the fact that maybe not enough was done in the transfer window. Do you agree or disagree with that?
No, I think he's right. He said it for a number of years. If Bayern, I think Bayern Munich have sat a little bit on their laurels of we're the best team in Germany, and that ultimately means we're going to be the best team in Europe. But it hasn't worked out that way, and because of the finances, what the Premier League have got, attracting players has made it difficult. I think what you have seen in maybe the last 2 years, 18 months, that the other teams, Dortmund, Leipzig, are not selling their players or giving their players away to Bayern Munich, so they've had to go into the market. Hernandez, a World Cup winner, Pavard, who actually got relegated with Schalke, with a team, has gone as well. So Stuttgart got relegated, so he got moved across as well. He's a World Cup winner. And then obviously Coutinho. I do not think they're going to buy him, but like they did with James Rodriguez from Real Madrid, they utilise him and use him as much as they can. And Coutinho looked a very good play. Come on a sub in one of the games, the second game, and then in the third game he started, and they won 6-1. So I think they're a much stronger team, and I think he had every right to say that, because you lose Arjen Robben and Frank Ribery, you want to get players to come in and perform at that level, because to be getting to the quarterfinals is not really enough for Bayern Munich. They need to be getting into finals and ultimately winning it as well in the Champions League.
Now, by the way, Coutinho's also been, you know, he's had the Lederhosen on. He's drinking beer. I think he's fitting right in with Oktoberfest in Germany. I've wanted to go to that forever, and I've never gotten over.
So, put it on your list. Put it on your list.
It's got to be a bucket list thing, you know. Yeah, I mean, I'll even put the Lederhosen on if I have
to. Exactly, yeah. You look good in that.
My mother's maiden name is Nesselhoff, so I'd have to.
Oh, well, there you go. You'll fit right at home. You'll be fine.
I'd have to try it. We're talking to Warren Barton, Fox analyst, longtime Newcastle player. Let's jump to the Premier League here, and this is what I love about having you on the show. You can speak on anything. Let's just look at two teams that I think have some very similar things going on, Chelsea and Manchester United. Young teams, players that are going to make mistakes, new young managers. Are these two managers, and Frank Lampard and Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, are they going to be given the time by these clubs?
Yes. I think they've tried, particularly Manchester United, with Louis van Gaal, David Moyes, and then ultimately the serial winner would be Mourinho. They will be given time. And that's nothing to do, I don't think, with their allegiance to the club. Obviously, the fans have stuck with Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, but the money that they've been given. Frank, obviously, Lampard has been in a difficult situation where he hasn't got players to bring in, but what he has got is a group of young players that Chelsea have always been known of, to, and Man City are the same. They have like 50, 60 players, young players under 23, that are out on loan all over the world. So what Frank's been able to do is draw from them young players, but like you said, with young players, you get mistakes. But it's actually not necessarily the younger players. I know Zuma got a little bit of criticism at the weekend with his defending, but it's actually been the senior players that are probably letting down more than anything at the moment with Frank Lampard, because they're the ones that are maybe not, as I said before, you know, showing the younger players what to do and how to see games out and win games. So they both will be given chances. They're both under pressure. That doesn't mean that they've got a free rein just to let this season drift away. They have their own pride and their own pressure, as any top player would want to do when they take over as a manager. But they will be given that little bit of license to experiment and try and bring people on. But the Premier League and the press, the media over there is relentless. So as much as we all say they're going to be given time, if they start a witch hunt or they start going after someone, then ultimately the fans will try and turn. But I think they've got enough respect, both of them, coaches, from their local fans, just to stick with them and give them time and being realistic as well about what's going on.
Is it important for upper management in those clubs to make the statement and say, look, this is a bit of a project, we're giving people time, so that the fan base, through transparency, knows what's going on?
It's a little bit difficult in the UK to do that. If we say the word project and given time, it's a red flag. We start panicking then, because it means we're not going in the right direction. You're not doing it. I just think you've got to support them. I wouldn't come out and say we're just going to see what happens and this project, because that wording would set the alarm bells ringing for every fan to say, really, is this what you feel about it? We're paying our hard cash every week to come and see it and see you. It's just a project. We're going to be given time. I think they've got to say, look, we know the situation, we've got to be transparent. We've got to make sure that Frank's got the best ability and the best opportunity to make this team successful. Like he said in his first press conference, he said, look, you're going to need to give me time. I'm being honest with you, it ain't going to happen overnight, but I know Chelsea need to be winning games. So in one hand, he's saying, look, you've got to give me a bit of time, but I know the pressure. And the same with Ollie. Ollie knows that three, four, five games down the line, if they're still struggling, the pressure will mount. And that they understand it. And that's what we did as players. When you play at a big club, you ain't got five or six bad games in you. Because if you have five or six bad games, you get dropped and you get left out and you have to wait 6 months. So that's what we've been brought up on. So they know that as players and as people. But they're also realistic enough to know they're not able to go and spend 50, 60. But look at Real Madrid. Real Madrid have gone and spent a lot of money. I don't see them, a team that look like they're happy and working. But, you know, they've got to get down to working. They've got to get understanding the players and got to get confidence in there, because it takes a lot of courage to play in front of 76,000 people every week.
No question about it. Warren, thank you so much. We always appreciate your updates. Thank you for coming on the program, and we look forward to your next visit.
No problem, my friend, anytime.
And that is Warren Barton, defender. Speaking of pressure, he had a little bit of that when he was playing at Newcastle. I can assure you that, having gone over one summer to Northern England, how important that team is up there on the North Sea.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.